The very word Midway conjures up memories of a pivotal battle in American history. No longer a military base, Midway is a visitor destination and wildlife sanctuary managed by the Fish and Wildlife Service. But it's in bad shape thanks to a lack of money. Joining me with more, Anne-Marie Fennell, Director of Natural Resources and Environmental Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Ms. Fennell, great to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what prompted this look at how Fish and Wildlife manages Midway, of all places?
Various stakeholders have raised concerns about the maintenance of historic structures on Midway, as well as the protection of wildlife from lead paint and other hazards on the island, and discontinuation of a public visitation program. Given the debate about the future of Midway, we were asked to review the Fish and Wildlife Service management of Midway.
And what is on Midway left, say, from World War II?
There are multiple historic buildings that are left on Midway in various stages of use, and they actually have a number of historic properties that do remain.
And did you find that the Fish and Wildlife Service is maintaining them properly? I think your report said some of them were demolished without any public input.
Yes, that is correct. While Fish and Wildlife Service has maintained a number of the historic properties on Midway, some of the historic properties that were inherited from the Navy were contaminated with lead-based paint. As a result of a legal settlement in 2012, the Fish and Wildlife Service agreed to undertake cleanup activities over the course of multiple years. Ultimately, though, seven historic properties were demolished in 2012 and 2013 as part of the Fish and Wildlife Service's cleanup activities. These properties included four cable stations from the early 1900s and two marine barracks and a warehouse from the early 1940s. Due to the deteriorated condition of the buildings and the hazards that they posed, the Fish and Wildlife Service determined that the most cost-effective long-term solution for the seven buildings was demolition. However, we found that the Fish and Wildlife Service public notification of these activities varied. In a couple of cases, they had some broad public notification, but they didn't provide any direct notification to key parties that were involved in a prior historic preservation matters on Midway. In another case, there was no public notification given at all. The Fish and Wildlife Service has basically said that given the different types of historic preservation issues that they have on Midway, the extent of public notification can vary. But when we spoke with the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, they pointed out that it is important to obtain the views of the public in terms of what the future will hold for historic buildings such as those that are on Midway. And they stated specifically that interest groups that have a longstanding high level of interest on what occurs on Midway should be notified directly.
Sure. And what else is on Midway? It's not very big. Midway, it's a very small island, correct?
That's correct. It's actually a trio of islands about 1,300 miles from Honolulu, and it is very small in size, but it is the home to millions of albatross and other birds, as well as a number of endangered species.
And what about visitation? You said that it was suspended a few years ago. How would people get there in the first place?
Yes, there had been a public visitation program that had been run on Midway, and there were chartered flights that took visitors onto Midway. In fact, there is an airport known as Henderson Field, which can service Midway and has serviced visitors in the past, as well as served as an important emergency landing airport.
And is there any commercial activity? Is there a town or anything there?
There are about 40 people who are on the Midway currently. This is down considerably from its heyday when it was an active military base, and there were about 5,000 people. So there are structures there to support people, but as we found when we visited the Midway in 2015, many of the buildings are deteriorating.
We're speaking with Anne-Marie Fennell. She is Director of Natural Resources and Environmental Issues at the GAO. Visitation has ceased, and that is why. And would Fish and Wildlife like to get people to be able to visit again?
Fish and Wildlife Service faces many challenges in terms of the consideration of a new visitation program. Specifically, they have the situation where they are down on personnel. They have many deteriorating buildings that would need attention. Given its remote location, it's difficult to get supplies to Midway to service a visitation program. So it would require some planning on their part in order to implement a new visitor service program. To do that, they have some planning documents, but those haven't been updated in a long time and would need to be updated to reflect the current operational changes that have occurred on Midway. And that creates some uncertainty about the resources that may be needed to reestablish a public visitation program.
It sounds like they would need money that Congress is likely to be stingy about also.
The Fish and Wildlife Service did note for us that while they have been up and down on funds in the more recent years, the funding has decreased significantly for them. And without having a visitation program, too, the fees that they had been collecting for services such as lodging has also decreased. So funding ultimately led to the suspension of a visitor program. And as the Congress and policymakers debate the future of Midway, that would be an important consideration in terms of the level of funding that would be needed.
All right, so there's right now no really effective way for people to visit because of the condition of the facilities there. What about Fish and Wildlife Service's management of the wildlife?
It is an important refuge for a lot of endangered species and certainly also a large habitat for albatross and other birds. In fact, the team that I had go out and visit Midway last year was there when there were many chicks hatching, and so there were actually millions of birds on Midway when they arrived.
Are they doing a pretty good job of stewardship, though, did you find?
Yes, there are. There's certainly a lot of research that is being done in terms of preserving both the wildlife that is present as well as the habitat. So there is quite a bit of activity in terms of looking toward the research and the preservation of both wildlife and the habitat that is there.
And briefly, some GAO people went out to Midway and took some pictures and so forth. Tell us about that experience.
Yes, they had an opportunity to go out in April of last year to visit Midway and to observe the historic buildings and the state of the historic buildings as well as the wildlife that exists as part of the refuge. They were able to document through pictures a lot of the historic buildings as well as other landmarks on the island, and those can be viewed by people by going to our website and clicking a link onto Flickr, where they'll find over 100 high-resolution pictures that will show people what the state of Midway is.
And to summarize what GAO is recommending, what would you say are the top things you want Fish and Wildlife Service to do?
Yes, well, given the fact that nature is taking its course on Midway and that the environment is harsh on the buildings, the Fish and Wildlife Service will likely have to continue to make decisions about the historic buildings. And what we've recommended is that Fish and Wildlife Service ensure that the public including previously interested key parties, be notified about any actions that they plan to take on Midway that might have an adverse effect on the historic properties there.
Anne-Marie Fennell is Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.